you're going to love on the way.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and eMalahleni 26, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg 29 degrees. Former ANC spokesperson Pule Mabe has confirmed that he has informed the party of his intention to step aside from his active roles in the National Executive Committee in accordance with the party's step-aside rule. Mabe and seven others, including his wife, face charges of fraud, corruption and theft relating to the alleged irregular awarding of a 27 million rand tender by the Gauteng Department of Agriculture and Rural Development in 2017. The case was postponed to March after the accused were granted bail to the amount of 30,000 rand. The corruption case against former City of Cape Town MMC for Human Settlements, Malusi Boy, has meanwhile been postponed to January next year. Boy and his eight co-accused appeared in the Cape Town Magistrates Court today. They are accused of being involved in 1 billion rand tender fraud, as Cliff Shiko reports.
The National Prosecuting Authority in the Western Cape says the reason for the postponement was due to a backlog in the police cell phone data and analysis department. The court heard today that there is only one specialized person able to do the work, and the same goes for the computer data downloading and analysis. The postponement will also allow for the search and seizure operation at the home of Malusi Boy. The accused are due back in court in January next year. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
The presidency has reassured South Africans that President Cyril Ramaphosa is still considering the VBS-related matter involving Justice Minister Thembi Simelane. The concerns over the R500,000 loan she received from Gunda Wealth Solutions during her tenure as the mayor of Polokwane. Opposition parties have criticized Ramaphosa for not acting swiftly in deciding Simelane's future in the department. Addressing the media in Cape Town today, the president's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya, emphasized that the issue is a priority for the president.
As things stand, there's no evidence that there's revelations about the minister's past financial transactions have had any impact on the functioning of the department. There is no evidence of any political interference whatsoever, at least to the president's knowledge.
The Department of Education in Mpumalanga has confirmed the hospitalization of 21 pupils from Varina over suspected food poisoning. The pupils complained of having stomach cramps and headache. Here's Mpumalanga Education spokesperson Gerald Sambo.
The clinic had subsequently referred all of them to the nearby hospital for further observation. And according to the information at our disposal is that all the learners are in a stable condition.
In other big news today, residents of Westbury in Johannesburg have vowed to continue with their protest should city officials not address them. The residents took to the streets today over water outages in areas including Westdene. And the Good Party has joined calls for American singer Chris Brown not to perform in South Africa in December. There have been strong objections to the musician performing in the country due to his alleged abusive history. That's it from the news desk. I'm Chanel September. From me and the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
And we're going to kick off this 30 minutes with Teddy Swims the Door. The Backstreet Boys up next, Biggie Lot, that Hozier, and even some Sade.